This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. As area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. Lakeshore High School against Countryside High School in this competition should be a good one. Everybody has their cameras turned on, the students who are playing at this time. And let's start by meeting the players. First of all, Grace from Lakeshore.
Hi, I'm Grace from Lakeshore. On our team, we have Ananya, Ethan, and Kyle. And at Lakeshore right now, we have a swim meet today, Little Miss Stevensville and Miss Stevensville Beauty Pageant happening Saturday the 29th. And we will have a band solo and ensemble on Saturday the 5th.
Very good. And Tiana? Tell us about Countryside.
Sorry, do you mind if I, like, because I'm having some computer issues right now.
Okay.
Could I have somebody else on my team do it?
Yeah, sure.
Giovanni or Suzette or Kamaya, y'all want to?
How about it, Giovanni? Introduce yourself and your team.
I'll go ahead and do it. I'm Giovanni. My teammates are Tana Jones, Suzette Gonzalez, and Kamaya Young. And currently what's going on in school is boys junior JV and varsity basketball game on Friday night against Michigan Lutheran. There will be a blood drive on February 22nd, and that is pretty much it.
Thanks so much, and good luck to Lakeshore and Countryside then. We'll start the game with a visual question. This one's for you, Lakeshore. The category is name the green fruit. This one, a green fruit with a big seed inside.
Avocado. Answer avocado.
That is an avocado, yes. And so Lakeshore starts the scoring. And so Countryside, let's see about your green fruit.
Wait, so am I the one answering? Because that's a kiwi, but
yeah, I'm my computer's like going really slow.
So you want me to answer stuff then?
Yeah, could you answer?
Okay, kiwi answer.
Kiwi is right, and so both teams scoring on name the green fruit. And Countryside, we're still with you. Historical geography is the subject. Among the mariners who searched for it are John Cabot, Jacques Cartier, Henry Hudson, Martin Frobisher, La Salle, James Cook, Sir John Franklin, and Roald Amundsen. Name this seafaring route.
Oh, and I remember this.
I'm pretty sure this is the Northwest Passage.
Yeah, Northwest Passage answer.
Yes, Tiana knew that one. And so notwithstanding the computer issues on her side, 10 points for Countryside. Now, Lakeshore, here's your historical geography question. In 1903, it was leased to the U.S. in perpetuity for a yearly payment of 2,000 gold coins, a sum later fixed at $2,000 annually. Not a bad deal for 45 square miles of land on the Caribbean's biggest island. What is this military base at which only 40 detainees remain?
Answer, Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay is correct. Lakeshore, we move the category to quotations now. The die is cast. I have crossed the Rubicon. Et tu, Brute? I came, I saw, I conquered. Those are three of the quotations attributed to what general and dictator?
Answer, Julius Caesar.
That was Julius Caesar. Countryside. Evolution failed when man appeared. When in doubt, tell the truth. Always do right. This will gratify some people and astonish the rest. All the different types of human nature are to be found in the job of a riverboat pilot. These are among the quotations attributed to which American author?
I'm not sure. Do any of you guys got anything?
I can't think of any.
Cap, your answer?
I'm thinking Mark Twain, maybe.
Yeah.
Mark Twain answer?
Mark Twain is right. Who gave the assist on that one? I didn't quite see it.
That was Suzette.
Okay. Nicely done, Suzette. Okay, so that ties the score at 30. And Countryside is going to receive a math terms question. Two angles that total 180 degrees have what relationship to each other?
I think this is supplementary. Because complementary is...
Yeah, complementary was 90.
Complementary is 90 degrees.
Supplementary answer.
Yes, supplementary is right. Tiana with the assist on that one. Lakeshore, vectors whose standard representations are at right angles to each other are called orthogonal. What more common word means the same thing?
Answer, perpendicular.
Perpendicular. Lakeshore, foreign languages is our category. In Japanese, it's okane. In Italian, it's I soldi. In German, it's Geld. What is the English translation of the Spanish word dinero?
Answer, money.
Money, yes, currency, cash, that's the idea. 10 more for Lakeshore. Countryside, what word is do svidaniya in Russian, vale in Latin, auf Wiedersehen in German, au revoir in French, and adios in Spanish?
Goodbye. Answer, goodbye.
Answer is goodbye, right. 50-50 tie. Countryside general knowledge is our subject. Eco-activist Thunberg, television news show host Van Susteren, and actress Garbo all have what first name in common?
Is it Grenda? Because he said Thunberg, I don't know. Answer, Grenda?
Not Grenda, Lakeshore.
Oh. Answer, Greta?
It's Greta, yes.
Greta.
And Lakeshore, your general knowledge question. A word guessing game that a software engineer created for his girlfriend has become a global sensation and regularly trends on social media. Name it.
Answer, Wordle.
It's Wordle, yes. That brings Lakeshore's score up to 70. Countryside has 50 as the warm-up round has come to an end. Countryside is coached by Rob Cook, Lakeshore by Suze Miller. And I'm Charles Beal, your host. Director of the National Academic Association.
Could Lakeshore make some substitutions?
You bet.
Anybody else want to sub?
I think Deshaun's going to sub in for Tiana.
Okay.
Yeah, my computer is just not acting right at all. Like, it's going very slow.
All right.
Okay, and so the categories are, and Countryside will be choosing first, reading, writing, arithmetic, and romance. Four R's of any truly complete high school experience. And Countryside, what do you like?
Oh, guys, what do you think?
Maybe writing.
Writing? Deshaun, is there any?
Writing? Yeah, we can do writing.
All right, we're doing writing then.
Countryside goes for writing. Start the clock. Here we go. Most adverbs end in what suffix?
L-Y answer.
Yes. What do we call a piece of a sentence? Not a complete sentence, because one or more necessary parts are missing.
Fragment, answer.
Yes, often containing too many ands and ors. What is a sentence that should be broken into smaller sentences?
Run-on sentence, answer.
Yes, name the three articles.
Anything, Deshaun, Tuzi? And the or? Answer.
No. In the sentence, the boy was injured. What type of verb is was?
Adverb. Answer.
No. Answer. Prepositional phrases can be divided into what two types?
Anybody?
Time. And you picked up the first three. The last three will refer to Lakeshore in the category of writing. Name the three articles.
Answer, and, but, or.
No, it's a, an, and the. In the sentence, the boy was injured, what type of verb is was?
No.
Past tense, answer, past tense.
It's a helping verb or an auxiliary. Prepositional phrases can be divided into what two types? Captain, your answer?
Answer, present and past.
Adjectival and adverbial. So a net 30 for countryside, Lakeshore, it's your turn.
We will do arithmetic.
We're going for arithmetic, okay? Start the clock, here we go. Compute. Fractional answers must be in lowest terms. 1,678 plus 375.
2,053.
Answer,
2,053.
Yes. Negative 20 times negative 15.
Negative 350.
300. 300.
Just 350.
Negative 300.
It's 300. 300.
Answer, 300.
Yes.
Oops.
1,400 divided by 35.
40.
Answer, 40.
Yes. 3/8 divided by 1/6.
18 over 8. So
answer, 18.
9/4.
Answer, 9/4.
Yes. 16% of 20.
3.2.
Answer, 3.2.
Right. 24 times 150.
3,600.
Answer, 3,600.
That's right, 40% of 65.
26.
Answer, 26.
That's right, and time runs out. We got through seven of them, and you got them all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a net gain for Lakeshore in the 70 seconds round, which is now over. The score is 140 to 80, with Lakeshore in the lead. We'll turn to the Stump the Experts round next. This is the time for substitutions, if you wish
we
to make
substitutions.
Yeah. All right, and let's start the round.
We have a few more substitutions.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, there you go, we're ready.
We're all set. Lakeshore, the first one is yours. The category is movements in art. What term applied to modern painting deals with the product of the subconscious mind?
Answer, surrealism.
That is surrealism, yes, for 20 points. Now, countryside, your question, movements in art. Consider Theodore Géricault's painting of a cavalry officer. The work represents which period of art history?
Anybody have anything? I don't.
I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
Renaissance answer.
It's not Renaissance. Lakeshore, you want to try?
You guys have anything?
Answer realism?
It's romanticism. And so no score on that one. Countryside, we're still with you. The category now is the Bible. It begins with instructions for bringing offerings, includes the holiness code, and ends with the redemption of votive gifts. The Liberty Bells proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof is from what priestly third book of the Torah? Third book of the Bible, Countryside, can you name it?
You said the third book of the Bible?
Yeah, third book of the Bible.
And that's Leviticus.
Yeah, you're right.
Leviticus.
Yeah, Leviticus.
Leviticus is correct. And Lakeshore. The Lorraine Motel, site of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., has a plaque standing as a marker inscribed with these words. Behold, here cometh the dreamer. Let us slay him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. You can find the original source of that quotation in which book of the Bible?
Answer Luke.
It's not from Luke. Countryside. Here cometh
the... I would say Genesis, probably. I think I'd read this in Genesis.
I would say, I thought it would be Exodus, but we can go with Genesis.
Ask your answer.
Genesis answer.
Genesis is the correct answer. Good job, Captain. Assist from Tiana again on that one. Technical difficulties notwithstanding, eh, Tiana? All right, Lakeshore, Shakespeare's the subject. 10 of Shakespeare's plays end with an epilogue delivered to the audience by one of the characters. Who delivers the epilogue at the end of The Tempest? Captain, your answer?
Answer Hamlet.
No? Countryside.
Can you repeat the question?
10 of Shakespeare's plays end with an epilogue delivered to the audience by one of the characters. Who delivers the epilogue at the end of The Tempest?
I don't know. I ain't read this one.
Yeah.
Captain, your answer?
I really don't have an answer.
Okay, the answer is Prospero. Now, Countryside. Hold the mirror up to nature. Not where he eats, but where he is eaten. I knew him, Horatio. The rest is silence. These are phrases spoken by the title character in what work?
Is it Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, I think it's Horatio.
Romeo and Juliet answer.
It's not from Romeo and Juliet. Perhaps you were thinking of Mercutio. Lakeshore?
Answer Hamlet.
That is from Hamlet. So those phrases are from Hamlet. Good. Countryside, physical science for you. What word designates the line that joins the two centers of curvature of the surfaces of a lens, or the line connecting a mirror's vertex to its center of curvature, for instance, in a telescope? Captain, your answer?
No, you guys have anything? Yeah, I don't think we have an answer.
I'm Lakeshore?
I have no clue.
Answer meniscus?
No, it's axis. Lakeshore, suppose an object weighs 10 pounds in air and floats in water with exactly one half of its volume above the surface. What is the minimum force in pounds that must be added to submerge the object while it's floating in water? Captain, your answer?
Answer 5 pounds.
Not 5 pounds, Countryside.
He said it was floating. Would it be like Would it be 10 pounds? You guys think 10 pounds? Answer 10 pounds. Answer 10 pounds.
10 pounds is right. Another 20 for the countryside team coming to life in the Stump the Experts round. Now, Lakeshore, general knowledge for you. Your online shopping basket couldn't stay up to date without what encoded text files stored in your web browser subfolder that help websites track you.
Answer cookies.
Cookies gets you 20 more, Lakeshore. Countryside, what unique state police officers can ride like a Mexican, trail like an Indian, shoot like a Tennessean, and fight like the very devil? What unique state police officers?
Anybody have an answer?
I heard of this before. It was like something with a ranger. Try Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger answer.
Amaya comes through with Texas Ranger. Nicely done. And countryside, I have famous Americans for you. His pacifism allowed him and his followers to maintain good relationships with Native Americans, permitting his colony to prosper. Who was this founder of one of the original 13 colonies as a refuge for fellow Quakers?
Anybody? Diana? Susie? Kamaya?
Is it? I think try William Penn. I don't know. That's like the only dude I can remember.
William Penn answer.
That's right. Diana, way to go. Now, that brings us to the last question, Lakeshore. And this is what it looks like. If you get this one right, you win the game. If you get it wrong in countryside, gets it right, it's tied and we'll go into overtime. If countryside gets it wrong, then Lakeshore wins. Okay, Lakeshore, famous Americans. She is quoted as saying, "Don't mistake politeness for lack of strength." A U.S. Court of Appeals judge appointed by Clinton, she replaced David Souter in 2009. Who is this Latina judge? Latina justice, I should say, nominated to the Supreme Court by Barack Obama. Captain, your answer?
Martha Soderbergh. Answer, Martha Soderbergh.
No, countryside to tie the game.
This was Sotomayor, I think. I think that's where her name was.
Yeah, go for that.
Answer, Sotomayor.
And Tiana does it again. Sotomayor is right. Countryside, once far behind, has roared back to tie the game at the end of regulation play. We'll take a short break and then have overtime. And for the second week in a row, the academic challenge has ended in a tie. We go into sudden death overtime, and we'll start with countryside, the category being social studies. The House of Representatives voted to remove from the Capitol the bust of which Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who ruled that Black people were not American citizens?
And you guys got an answer? Maya?
I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
No answer.
Okay. Lakeshore, if you get this right, you win. Yes, a chief judge.
Answer, Herman.
No, the answer is Roger B. Taney. Okay. Lakeshore, here's your social studies question. A hospital in Arkansas is granting what kind of exemptions to those who don't want to take the COVID vaccine on the grounds that it has a link to fetal cell lines in research and implementation? Lakeshore, for the win.
Religious exemption?
Religious exemption is right. Lakeshore, 205 to 200. Countryside, you played a great game. You won the Stump the Experts round, but fell short in overtime. Thanks so much for joining us. For more questions and answers on the Academic Challenge, I'm Charles Beale, your host. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.